This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, before we begin today, just this word. Since Thanksgiving is on Thursday this week, I thought it would be fitting to jump ahead in the Psalm series to Psalm 106 that talks about a frightening concept. God's people forgot the God who saved them. In fact, it says they soon forgot what he had done and did not wait for his counsel. That describes people in 2018 who forgot and have forgotten what the Lord has done in their lives, in this country, in their families, in their marriages, whatever the case may be. Let's begin with part one today from Psalm 106.
I see two of the biggest problems in terms of our gratitude toward the Lord is we don't look to see what the Lord has done. We don't listen to what other people have to say to us. We don't listen to the Lord himself through his word. And I'll add a third one, why we have trouble with gratitude is this. We don't remember. We don't remember what the Lord has done. You don't remember. I don't remember. And how do I know that? Because of everything we read today in the book of Psalms, as we continue our series in Psalms and Psalm 106, the psalm writer says one of the saddest statements in all of the Bible, the people of God forgot what the Lord had done. What a statement. Don't ever let it be said of you that you were a man who forgot what the Lord had done in your life. Don't ever let it be said of you as a woman that you forgot what the Lord had done. And I'm going to give you a definition of forgetting that is very powerful in my mind, because forgetting means more than what you think it does. What I want to do today is go through several verses, not everyone in this passage, but speak to you today in a powerful way about looking, listening, and remembering. You celebrated Thanksgiving in whatever way you celebrated Thursday, but I'm convinced that if you don't look at what the Lord has done, if you don't listen to what the Lord is doing and saying in your life, and you don't remember past tense what he's done, I guarantee you, you're going to struggle with gratitude. You're going to struggle with giving thanks or saying thanks. Verse 1 is intriguing because the definition of one word, if we could bring that back up again, praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love endures forever. I looked up the word good, and I expected it to say in the Hebrew that it's someone who's morally superior. That goodness here, in this case, God is good, that he's above everyone in terms of goodness. And I found out that's not the word the Hebrew writer used. Do you know what it means, this exact word here? It means pleasant and agreeable. You know what that means? Approachable. Guarantee, if you got somebody in your family who's not pleasant and not agreeable, you don't approach them. If that describes you, you're not pleasant, you're not agreeable in the morning or the afternoon or evening, people don't approach you. They learn, don't approach him or her because they're not pleasant and not agreeable. And I just find it interesting, had no commentator talk about this, that God is described as being pleasant and agreeable. Isn't he a God of wrath? Yeah, he sure is. Isn't he a God of righteousness and truth and what is right and so forth? And isn't he a God who will be the one who settles the scores and balances the scales? That's absolutely right. But I'm comforted to know that my God, your God, is approachable. He's pleasant and agreeable. We can approach him. And his love endures forever. Can you say that about anything in your life that it endures forever? You ever owned a house that endures forever? No. You ever owned a car that will endure forever? No. Have you ever had anything in your life of a physical nature? Your health doesn't endure forever. Your house doesn't last forever. But I can tell you one thing, according to the Word of God, that endures, lasts forever, is God's love for you. And God's love for me. That's a word for some man here today. You need to know that God's love endures forever for you.
And likewise, if you're a woman, you need to know that God's love for you endures forever. Our website is crosshope.org. Crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.